Do you know where your weapons are? A lot of people don't. They just accept depression. They don't know how to worship. I'm not saying I feel depression. I'm saying I don't accept that. I don't accept that as being my new default setting and the limitation of my life. We have addictions. We all have addictions.
Not me.
As you scroll, you are delusional. Yolanda, I started by calling this sermon, No Weapon. There were no weapons with the Israelites because there were no blacksmiths. All of the ways that the enemy kept you from getting what you should have had, and all of the ways that he wants to use what you think you should have had that you don't have from keep you from doing what God called you to do. That was my message, and it said, there wasn't a weapon in the hands of Israel. In the hands of Israel. That's true. But guess who did have weapons? The Philistines. They had weapons. They made weapons. They had the monopoly on metal making. So they were fully weaponized. And that's just the way God wanted it. I'm about to show you something that blew my mind. Oh, I hope it blows your mind. Because while you're sitting there thinking about what you don't have that God didn't give you, you know he's given you all things richly to enjoy, and he's given you forgiveness of your sins and salvation through the blood of his son. All that. I don't have any weapons. You got the Holy Spirit, the mind of the Spirit, which is life and peace, to show you everything, every good and perfect gift. I don't have any weapons. Y'all, I remind myself of the older brother in the prodigal son story. Sitting in the father's house talking about, you never gave me a goat. You give your other son, the one you really like, the goat, and you don't give me a goat. And the father's like, you're always with me and all I have is yours. This is not about resource, it's about recognition. Recognizing what you already have, recognizing who you already have. Everybody left me. Not everybody. Not everybody is gone. Not everybody is flaky. Not everybody is a Judas or a betrayer. And I love how Jonathan moved toward what was too big for him with what he had. Go with what you've got. If it's one armor bearer, go with what you've got. If you are already past the point in your life, see, Saul didn't have to stay under the tree either. Saul had a weapon. At the end of his life, he fell on his own sword. The weapon that Jonathan won with, Saul killed himself with. It wasn't about what they had, it's about what they did with it. There is somebody on your row that went through a divorce and lived through it and learned from it and moved forward, and it did not make them. I'm telling you, it hurt them. It was hard for them. They wish they never would have had to go through it. They wouldn't wish it on you, but they made it through it. It is not what happens to you that defines you. Do you need me to turn Yolanda loose with the microphone? Did you hear what she went through? And did you see her worshiping? And some of us didn't worship because we didn't get the park close enough. They were saying all these things she went through and she's still worshiping. You must have read all the way to 1 Samuel 14:20. I'm not sure if you did, but something tells me that you did. In 1 Samuel 14:20, the Bible says that after Jonathan, you ready for this? This blessed my whole life. Please, y'all, get ready to shout. That when Jonathan moved toward the enemy with his one weapon, look what God did that Jonathan could not do. Because you've been looking at what's against you, forgetting what's for you, forgetting who's for you, forgetting who's in you. But when Jonathan moved forward in the strength that he had, with the sword that he had, with the partner that he had, with the resources, the wisdom, the plan that he had, not the one he wanted, the one that he had, watch what God did. The Bible says, then Saul and all of his men assembled and went to the battle. They found the Philistines in total confusion. Y'all, let me do this right. But we don't have any weapons. But your enemy does. And when they got to the battle, guess what happened? The Philistines, their enemies that had kept them in hiding, were striking each other with those iron swords. So I just picture the Philistines sharpening their swords, not knowing their swords that they were sharpening were going to be the very instruments of their own demise. I want the devil to know that no weapon formed against me will prosper. Somebody shout, no weapon. So watch this, watch this. The devil's been busy, hadn't he? Been trying to defeat you and discourage you and get you depressed. And he's sharpening the swords and he planned the attack. And he thought, if I hit him here, if I hit him there, if I cut him off here, they'll stop coming. What he didn't know is the weapons may be in the hands of the Philistines, but the Philistines are in the hands of God. When you move toward what God has called you to, you will be surprised. And maybe the very weapon that you thought was going to kill you is going to be the one God is going to use to save you. There it is. There it is. That is the prophetic word. You've been praying. You've been asking God to show you something. Some of you have been asking God to confirm, why am I going through this? Why is this coming against me? Why can't I get past this? Why can't I move through this? Why didn't I have someone to help me with this? God said, I wanted to show you what I could do. So the thing that the enemy sharpened to kill you is going to be the thing that God uses to save you. If you move toward, if you sit under the pomegranates, your faith will surely weaken. If you move toward the Philistines, and I'm talking straight into the face of your fear, straight into the face of what's fighting you, in the power of God, because the weapons we fight with don't come from the world. So I see Isaiah 54:16 in a new light now, where God said, behold, I created the blacksmith. Who blows the coals in the fire, who brings forth an instrument for his work. Your enemy is God's instrument too. He uses all of that. All right, think of the thing that you think God can't use. That's what I'm talking about. Think of the thing that makes you embarrassed. That's what I'm talking about. Think of the thing that is facing you from three different detachments, and that's what I'm talking about. When they got to the battle and used what they had, they found that God created the blacksmith. God will not permit anything to happen to me in my life that he will not use for his glory. You believe that? And nothing can hinder the Lord from saving. whether by many or by few. I came to talk to somebody who's down to one weapon, one person, one word from God. You're moving towards some Philistines today. Who are you? Wave at me, wave at me, wave at me. The Lord said to tell you, the promise of Isaiah 54:17 is that no weapon formed against you will prosper. Not that it won't be formed. It's just that it won't work. The enemy was killing the enemy. The swords that they sharpened to kill the people of God. When God moved, they started. I see your enemies beginning to scatter today. I see your enemies fleeing from you seven ways today. Because I like to picture what the devil thought when he was betrayed, when he was prompting the heart of Judas to betray Jesus. Oh, well, this is going to end it. This is going to kill the ministry of Jesus. Do you not realize the very thing the devil prompted Judas to do set salvation in motion? He killed the enemy with his own sword. Now, you've got to put your own faith on this word. Because if all you do is sit under this like it's another pomegranate, it won't deliver you. But if you can move forward on this word today, Lord, I pray for those who are moving toward a passageway today. And I don't know if it's the beginning of a new relationship. I don't know if it's the beginning of a new challenge, but they've been feeling it down deep. I don't have the weapons for this war. I don't know what to do. I'm not literate in this. I've never been exposed to this. I'm not experienced with this. But Lord, you have not left us without a weapon. You have given us your word. You have given us your spirit. You have given us your son. And we're going forward with what we have. Father, I thank you today that as this word has been preached, somebody's getting up from a pomegranate tree, walking away from Ichabod and moving toward what they're praying for. This week, give them the courage, the instruction, the specific prompting of your spirit to move toward something that they're praying for, something that they're hoping for. God, you know how hard it is to come out from under that tree. Everybody's under that tree. Everything we've known is under that tree. The ephod is under that tree. The priest is under that tree. Everything is under that tree. Except you. Except you. You're calling us forward. I thank you for your presence, God. Not only in this place. I thank you for your presence as we go forward toward the Philistines in our own life. That's where we need you. That's where we need your word. That's where we need to worship. Lord, I thank you today that your word never returns void. No weapon. No weapon. No weapon. No disease. No heartbreak. No failure. No weapon. No accusation. No virus. No weapon. No weapon. No weapon. No weapon. No weapon. No weapon. No betrayal. No pain. No trauma. No weapon. No weapon. No weapon. No weapon is greater than your word. No weapon is greater than your spirit. No weapon is greater than your presence. No weapon is greater than the covenant we have with you. No weapon that is formed shall prosper. Somebody shout, no weapon, no weapon, no weapon. It was formed, but it didn't work. No weapon. No weapon. Put it in the chat right now. No weapon, no weapon, no weapon. Tell seven people, no weapon, 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 no weapon. And I'm gonna tell you something. If God didn't give it to you, you don't need it right now. He gave you what you need for where you're going. No weapon, no problem. I got a word from Almighty God.
Hey, thank you for watching. Make sure you subscribe to this channel so you don't miss a single video or live stream. And share this video with a friend. And don't forget, you can join me live every Sunday. Thanks again for watching.